time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your bickering with a coworker public on television, then you're doing okay.
Uh-oh, who's bickering on TV?
News anchor and their chief meteorologist.
Oopsies.
This at Texoma's Weather Authority, the KFDX, little crew there, 10 p.m. crew, yeah, in Texas. Carney was throwing it to the weather guy, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she said, no wet weather. And Michael was a little miffed because he had said wet weather.
Don't have any rain in our forecast, but Midland weather.
You said you don't have any rain in the forecast?
In the next few days. But in the next few days, we have Midland weather radio day.
Okay, so then it could have just been like, oh, okay, tell us what's going on with the weather, Michael.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't.
Uh-oh. A second ago, we have rain in the forecast.
Well, not until this weekend, right?
Well, I have the day of the event, I have rain.
Well, I'm talking like 3 or 4 days.
It's coming. Actually, the rain chance is coming before
stop
the event.
Trying to correct people.
Stop trying to correct people.
Just do your job. Wow.
Well, and just do your job.
I just don't know why you don't listen to me. Anyways, take a look.
Because you're boring.
Wow.
I don't know why you don't listen to me. And she says, because you're boring.
Oh, this is like brother-sister stuff.
Yeah.
And which so, apparently that's the kind of relationship they have.
Well, that's what they both got on social media.
Sure.
After that. And
yes,
kind of clarified, Michael posting, Carney and I are super close, siblings in a way. We talk trash to each other every day.
Uh-huh. Sometimes especially when she's like, well, you're boring.
Sometimes it comes out on the air. It's all love.
That's trash talking, yes.
And so then later they posted kind of a tongue-in-cheek picture of the two of them with boxing gloves on, like kind of sparring and things like that. And she also posted something that was like, you know, it's all love. Don't worry about it. Don't freak out. But there definitely was a little bit of awkwardness there for a minute.
And people didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
They don't know because, the backstory of their relationship.
Because the screen, it cuts to the weather graphic. It doesn't, it's not on them anymore.
Well, so, what does the weather graphic say? Is it going to be rainy or not? Because she was all saying nope, and he's all like, yes.
Well,
this is kind of his. His lane.
Yeah, I'm saying she probably wasn't listening when he was talking, but nonetheless, it kind of gets a little awkward there on the Texoma's Weather Authority KFDX there in the Texas Oklahoma area. So
I'm sure the meeting afterwards was just like, yeah, that was fun. Can you not like question this forecast on the TV broadcast?
Yeah,
that's supposed to be like, he's supposed to be believable and supposed to be able to be trusted. And if you're questioning it, then
yeah, ruins my credibility.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking your bickering public with your coworker, then you're doing okay.
Your fun little sibling rivalry kind of bickering, but no one really knows that that's your relationship.
Yeah.
Kind of bickering, so we don't know how to feel.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.